Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, it's our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community at large. So we're very glad that you're listening in today. If you'd like to call in during the show, we encourage that, and we'd love to hear from you at 347-850-1100. And today we're really excited to be talking with Nikki Racine about the agency's upcoming event. Nikki, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. So excited because this is such a fun event and something fun to talk about today, too, to help our listeners understand what we've got going on. So tell us a little bit about what the 5K is all about, the purpose and history of this Adoption Associates event.
Yes. So the purpose of the 5K is to bring together and celebrate forever families in a healthy way. I'm a runner myself, and a lot of our surrounding, couples and outreach of the adoption world, you know, it's kind of a health fitness world today. And I think that, you know, doing something fun that's celebrating Adoption Associates and adoption in this way is something that has sort of risen throughout the years. Now, this the history of it, this is actually our fifth year. So this is our fifth annual Touch by Adoption 5K. And we've called it Touch by Adoption because so many people, once you begin to talk about adoption, have been touched in some way or another. And so we thought that in creating the title Touch by Adoption, that would sort of reach out and grab onto folks to show them the purpose of the 5K.
Right.
So our logo for the Touch by Adoption is actually two fingerprints that form a heart. So, again, it's the Touch by Adoption, sort of the overall scheme of things. And it's just one of the most – it's my favorite event of the whole year. So I'm so excited.
Right. Absolutely. And where is the event?
The event is at the Bogue, B-O-G-U-E, Bogue Flats Recreation Area in Portland, Michigan. So Portland is about 15 miles from Lansing and about 40, maybe 35 miles from the Grand Rapids area. So it's right in the middle, and it's a beautiful area. There are trails along the way. Everything is paved, so it is a 5K. Which, for those folks who aren't familiar with what a 5K means, that's 3.1 miles. I know that sounds scary to folks who are not, you know, in the running community. But really, it's you can walk, you can crawl, you can jog, you can skate, you can anything. I mean, we obviously. Have safety in mind, but however you can get to the finish line from start to finish is sort of okay.
Mm-hmm.
My whole purpose of this is to bring together all of those who have been touched by adoption in some way. And it's just a beautiful family event. It's just one of my favorite days.
And did you say how many participants we normally have?
No, I have not. Actually, every year it's gotten to be a few more. We started out with about 100, 110, and last year we were up to about 260.
Nice.
So, yes, it's It's an event that, so we have people from, actually we had people from Texas, we had people from California last year, and our event is spreading and it's networking, and it's kind of a refreshing to see how many people really support Adoption Associates and adoption. Mm-hmm. We have had families come together who run the event or who walk the event together. We also have had some fabulous birth mothers who now form a team and come together and walk and complete the 5K together to show their support for Adoption Associates. That's probably one of my most favorite things to see.
Mm-hmm. That's really great. So you mentioned, obviously, it's a family-oriented event, but what are some of the other individuals and groups that have participated in the 5K in previous years?
So we also have a timing company. So this is also competitive. Being a runner myself, I know how folks are still competitive, even in the shorter races. So we do have a timing company. So some folks just come because they want to do a 5K on Labor Day weekend. It is Labor Day weekend. So, but the positive to that is that it's early in the day on Saturday. It begins at 9:30, the 5K does, and there's a kids' fun run as well, and we can get into that in a little while. That begins at 9. But we have folks who are competitive. So we've got single individuals who really just want to compete and see how fast they can run a 5K. Mm-hmm. We have had families that have been we had a sibling family group that came with T-shirts, and they all on the back of their T-shirts had the date that they were adopted, and they were in their 40s and 50s. It was the most beautiful Aww. Thing ever. And this was a family of 5 or 6, I believe. And their parents actually are still living, and they came as well just to cheer them along. So we've had families. We've had extended families. We've had friends and neighbors. We have people that come from the Upper Peninsula to support Adoption Associates and adoption. So, you know, it's just a wide variety of folks, and it's beautiful to see the diversity and beautiful to see the support that we get in at this event.
And a lot of personal stories, it sounds like, of families creating their own teams and participating for a specific reason. Are you hearing a lot of that from any participants?
I am, actually, and that's part of why I think this is such one of my favorite events. I am an adoptive mother myself. I have two, my husband and I have two little boys. We adopted through Adoption Associates, and so not only is this my favorite event as a race director, but it's also my favorite event as an adoptive mom and adoptive parent to see and to hear all of the stories. We have a board, actually it's about 4 boards now, because we have extended it to about 4 poster boards full, and it just says, what are we thankful for? And adoption is love. And everybody signs it, and they can sign it in their own way, either thank you, Adoption Associates, for, you know, mm-hmm. my child or my neighbor, or, you know, just all these stories and all of these things that I get to hear as a race director. It's just the most incredible, uplifting day of the
right.
year.
Thanks for sharing that. So tell us what's going on for the youngest of the participants.
Yes, so there is a kids' fun run, and that actually begins the day, and that begins at 9 o'clock. Every year we have had Sparty, Michigan State University's mascot, and he usually starts out with some exercises and some stretching with the kiddos, and the kids love that. And they run around the outside of a baseball field. So it's not so far that even the littlest of legs can't make it. And we have we keep the race open until the last little legs cross the finish line. So what I love is that there are competitive children, and there are those who hold hands and walk together with their parents. But we also have a little water station for the kids, and every single child stops at the water station to get a drink. And they all say thank you, and they throw away their cup in the garbage. It's the cutest thing ever. It's one of my favorite things to watch. And their energy is phenomenal. And it's adoptive children. It's friends of adopted children. It's cousins. It's neighbors. It's just a bunch of children who come together. And what more is this about than the children? You know, mm-hmm. the adoption associates, children that bring together even more children. It's just, I absolutely love this part of the day as well.
So the kids' fun run, you said, is at 9 o'clock, right?
Begins at 9 o'clock, yes. And it lasts for about 15 minutes.
And give us the date again, Nikki, one more time.
September 3rd. So it's Saturday, September 3rd in Portland, Michigan.
Okay. And what is the special award and who have been previous recipients of that?
So one of the fun things about this 5K is that we have two special awards. So we have the normal awards that folks get. There's an overall and a master winner. And then there are top three places in each age group for male and female. And then the two special awards, we have a Fastest Stroller Award and an Adoption Team Spirit Award. So back to the Fastest Stroller Award. I, being a runner, I have pushed my boys in many races. And it's a lot of work to push a stroller in a race, either walking, jogging, or running. You know, it's an extra 50, 60, 70 pounds. And so I felt like I wanted to sort of honor and appreciate those folks who go that extra mile. So we have the top three finishers in male and female for fastest stroller. So they get a special award.
Great.
Yes. And then we also have an Adoption Team Spirit Award, which we created after the first year. So the first year we did not have that. So we've had it for the last 3 years. And we have had two separate recipients. So we have had the family that I described earlier with the siblings who had their birth dates on the back of their T-shirts, that family won that year. It's sort of just an award that goes to, you know, the team with the most spirit, how they come together, how they show camaraderie, that kind of thing. And then the last 1 year, the birth mothers who came together, they won the last year. Because obviously that's just one of the most incredible things to see. Some of them actually walked with their children that they released for adoption and with the families. So what a beautiful,
amazing.
Beautiful day to witness that. Yes. And then 1 year we had some liquid sunshine that God decided to throw on us very heavily, and it poured and it rained. And so I sort of just gave the award to everybody who attended, because we had some troopers. They stayed and they walked and they ran in the rain, and we finished together and we celebrated adoption together. So that was
a fun
day as well.
That's awesome, because we're touched by adoption, whether it be rain, sun, shine, snow. So we won't have snow in September, but I think that's awesome that happens. We can roll that one out, hopefully. Why is it important for people to participate in Adoption Associates 5K?
I feel like this is a perfectly fun example to come together to show support for Adoption Associates. You know, we do some fundraising things throughout the year, but this is one of those that it's just a fun day, and there's laughter, and there's, you know, this is, I think, the only 5K where you can actually gain weight coming to it. We have so many yummy treats. Tom's Foods in Portland has graciously volunteered to donate donuts and bagels again this year. And we have coffee and just, you know, it's by participating in this event, it is showing other families as well and other folks who have been touched by adoption, or those who just come for the event itself and really don't know the mission. You leave knowing about adoption and the mission, and you see how beautifully formed these forever families are through Adoption Associates. So, you know, it's really just supporting our cause and our mission of bringing together forever families.
That is so nice. I like how we have this focus, obviously, on adoption and our families and on fun. This is a fun day. Why do you think that it's important for any of our listeners right now to consider helping with any Adoption Associates fundraising efforts?
You know, this is extremely important, and also from a personal level, I've been through the adoption process, and It's a process that Adoption Associates, you know, stands by every single step of the way, but we are a nonprofit agency and we operate fully on donations and support. And so in order for these forever families to continue to have hope and these children to have hope to be brought home to their families, we need folks to support us. And this 5K is a perfect example of you know, supporting our mission and helping to unite these children, both domestically and internationally.
Absolutely. And obviously, we have so many families that participate in this that have completed adoptions with our agency. And for them, I know I've spoken with some of those families personally, the focus is on giving back and, you know, them wanting to give back and honor the birth mother or the adoption and how their child came to be a part of their family. So,
absolutely.
What a great story and, you know, a great testament to adoption and to how these families are formed. Excuse me. Anything else, Nikki, that we didn't cover? Maybe give us a wrap up here of how someone can get involved. I want to get people excited about this because I have attended with my family several years, even though I'm not a runner. One of my sons did do the Kids Fun Run, and that was a blast. He loved it. So we'll be there again this year. But help us wrap up here with how to get involved, what someone should do if they'd like more information about the 5K event.
Absolutely. So yes, this is truly a fun time. If you want to be competitive, you can be competitive. If you truly just want to come and eat some snacks, come and eat some snacks. If you want to start the 5K and do this for your own self and support Adoption Associates, this is a perfect opportunity to do so. Now, we're always looking for volunteers, and we are always looking for new ideas, you know, but this is just a fun time supporting women making adoption plans and adoptions through Adoption Associates. You don't have to have adopted through Adoption Associates to attend. I want folks to understand that as well. This is just, we're looking for support. Now, if you're looking to either register, you can register online, and you can go to www.runningfoundation.com. Once again, that's www.runningfoundation.com. You can also find information on our website, which is www.adoptionassociates.net. The prices, for instance, if you register before August 19th, it's $25 for the 5K. And we do have race day registration as well. So if you weren't able to register, you decide last minute to come, that's just $5 more on race day. So it's $30 on race day. The Kids Fun Run is free. It's free for any children. If you do want a T-shirt, it's $10. And again, you can just sign up that day. You know, T-shirts are guaranteed for early registrants, so just be aware of that. But we normally have some extra. And then if you would like to share a story or, you know, have something that you would like to let me know about, please, you know, contact me personally. My email is N as in Nancy Racine, Racine, at adoptionassociates.net. I just really love this event. It just brings together so much pride and joy and hope, and it's like Christmas for me. So I cannot wait. September 3rd, folks, please join us.
Absolutely. It's so much fun. We can't express that enough. So I hope that those of you that are listening, give this a try and come out and participate in this event. And Nikki, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today about the plans that are in place for September 3rd. And for our listeners, remember that we're live every Tuesday at 11. If you want more information about Adoption Associates' upcoming 5K, please give us a call at 800-677-2367. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.